Hey, Daily Dosers, my name's Austin Payne, and I'm one of the high school pastors on the Vista campus. And today I want to dive into James chapter 1 that simply states in verse 5 that when we lack wisdom, we should ask for it. And it almost seems too straightforward. It seems too easy that when we face a decision in life or when we're walking through just day-to-day life or when it comes to our careers or our families or our kids or whatever it may be, there's wisdom. There's this need for wisdom. And the Bible, James almost makes it too easy. He goes, if you lack wisdom, ask for it. And I wonder when the last time that when I faced a difficult situation or when I walked through a difficult day and I needed wisdom in that moment, that I just stopped and paused and asked God, hey, would you give me wisdom in this moment? And I love that it says this in verse 5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, there's this caveat here, when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. And I remember when I first started reading this verse and maybe paused and asked to receive wisdom, I would try my hardest not to doubt. And I would think to myself, like, if I didn't receive wisdom in that moment, or if the decision wasn't crystal clear, then like, dang it, I must have doubted, and that's why I didn't receive anything from the Lord. But this word that says that such a person is double-minded, it's the concept of being double-souled, right? Like split in who we are, split between choosing my own wisdom and what I think is best and what I think is the right way forward. It's this maybe even selfish ambition or envy, as it says in James chapter 3, when it differentiates between the two types of wisdom. There might be an ulterior motive for me in what I'm asking for or why I'm asking it. And I love that James chapter 4 later on is going to say, come near to God and he will come near to you. That when we draw near to God, when we earnestly seek after him, when we earnestly ask for wisdom and we lean into the wisdom that's offered in scripture, be it in the life of Jesus and in his teachings or in books like Proverbs or reading about these Psalms as we can pray through them and ask God would you show me, would you demonstrate to me more of who you are and would that impact who I am and the decisions that I make in life. And I love that as we seek God earnestly, as we draw near to him, the Bible promises us that wisdom will be offered to us, that he will draw near to us. But I think the challenge is not to come to scripture, maybe as a genie in a bottle sometimes, as I do, of, you know, going, all right, God, like, show me what I need right here, right now. And if I don't get it in that moment, it's like, well, that must not have worked. And I wonder if we earnestly seek after God and seek after his character and who he is and God and say, God, would you give me wisdom, not just maybe for this decision, but just more of who you are, that may impact more of who I am and the man that I become and the husband that I become and the man that I become in the workplace, and just say, God, would you give me wisdom? May I receive it freely? May I draw near to you as you draw near to me, and let that be the wisdom that I receive. Not like the wave that's tossed back and forth, coming to him and going, God, I'll come to you when it's convenient, or I'll come to you just when I need you, or I'll seek wisdom maybe when I need your wisdom, but if I like the answer or if I don't like the answer, that's where that double souled comes in, that double nature of going, I will listen if I like the answer, or I'll seek my own wisdom or seek your wisdom. And I really believe that James is writing saying, ask for wisdom and it will be given to you. If we're earnestly seeking God, earnestly drawn near to him, he will draw near to us and wisdom will be given. Thanks, Dosers. We'll see you tomorrow.